Hello and welcome back to another episode of K-Pop Noir. My name is Poppy.
I'm Shelly.
I'm Ivy.
And today we are going to be talking about comebacks. We were supposed to talk a little like K-drama with you guys in this episode, but we started filming that episode and we realized that there were so many comebacks to talk about that we're going to save the K-dramas for a whole other episode. Today we're going to be talking about Lay's comeback, Lay from EXO. We're going to be talking about the Twice comeback, Monsta X, as well as the new Wavy single. Stan Wavy. We keep telling you to stand
the
Wavy.
Queer skin. And don't you dare talk about Lucas bad. Ever.
Okay. Oh. Ever. We will come for you. Okay. We'll send Ivy after you. She's
no,
ruthless.
I got it.
Okay. And we'll just also mention, obviously, in the last couple of days, the little teasers for the Blackpink comeback have started to drop.
Oh, yeah.
So
I didn't know that.
The
yeah.
poster.
Well,
the
girl, poster, they dropped a poster and people lost their
people,
minds.
People, they went crazy.
Crazy.
You know, we don't get much Blackpink content. So, you know, they just dropped a picture that says Blackpink on it. And people were like,
Even when they said Blackpink's having a comeback, everyone's like, okay, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless I get our hopes up.
Them. Exactly. We'll believe Aww. It when we see it. But we're excited. I'm excited because they even gave a date for that as well. So, and we're going to talk about Mr. Jungkook from BTS and his little single that he dropped.
Little?
So... What are you talking about? My bad. It's okay, girl. Little like little. I just meant like, you know, wow. He dropped a little something.
That sucks.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah, let's talk about Lay's little song first.
Let's do it, girl. Let's do it. okay, so we're going to talk comeback. So, Ivy, you pick who goes first.
I choose Lay Sean.
Okay. Woohoo. Yay. So let's talk about Lay from EXO, who has come back with, a song called Lit. And we watched the music video. We've listened to the song. So, ladies, what do we think about Lit?
I thought it was really, really good. I enjoyed it a lot, especially with the, like, traditional Chinese culture with the, like, modern twist, especially the music video. I thought it was great. Also, his dancing was fantastic.
Yes, he is amazing.
Oh, good.
So, that's my thoughts. I really liked it. I didn't get a chance to read what the lyrics were about, but if someone could tell me, that'd be great.
Oh, I can do that. I finally watched the music video with
I didn't
subtitles
do that.
On.
I meant to.
And it was really interesting when I watched it with subtitles on. So I agree, like Lay or Lay Sean as we call him. Lay Sean, like I just feel like the cinematography was like in this music video was just epic. It was like an epic, like traditional Chinese movie.
It looked like a movie, like, yeah.
Like it looked like we are watching like The Last Samurai or something. Like it was like there was like all of these soldiers at one point, and like I mean it just was like, and not even just that, it was like some of the lighting, and like there were these dances at one point where it was like you just saw the shadow of people dancing and the background behind them was this really like vibrant red color. And it just was beautiful. Like it was really cool. And so I think like visually it was very pleasing. And then, Lay is like a fantastic dancer. So there was that. And then you also had the kind of like tension between like the ancient Chinese, you know, like imagery that you saw in the video, and then also the modern stuff. I mean, there's a point where he's like in a Kangol dancing, like
oh,
in the thing, and I'm like, what happened?
Also, he's shirtless, which Ivy mentioned to me is not traditional. so
cut that out. What? Never.
Also, his hair looked really great.
His little ponytail.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite parts.
No, like when all of his dancers were around him and they're on like and they're where the stairs. I don't know if those are stairs.
Yeah.
His
like leading up to the palace.
Yes,
yeah.
His hair looked so good.
Even that whole like choreography where it was like they were almost like marching around him.
Yeah.
It just was like, I don't know. It's like the way the song starts off is just really like, loved it. But something I want to note is because the song is called Lit, right? And there's a part in the song where he sings I am lit or I am the lit. And I was just kind of like, why is he saying he's the lit? And if you turn the subtitles on, it's like translating lit to the word lotus, which makes sense, right?
Oh, there is a lotus.
Of,
yeah, there's,
yeah,
a,
there's
and,
okay. lots of lotuses Leishan, and imagery in the music video. And I think we all noticed the lotuses and we're kind of like, oh, that's really cool. And but I did look it up. I knew a little bit about kind of the symbolism of the lotus flower, but the lotus flower is a flower that grows even in adversity. So no sun, dirty water, it grows in mud, it grows no matter what circumstances it's in. It's like the flower that perseveres and grows like this beautiful thing in the midst of just the guck, really. It's like it still like grows strong. It symbolizes enlightenment and rebirth. So I thought that was really cool. Like, it's obviously like a message that he's trying to convey, like by calling himself the Lotus, like that he grows in adversity. And yeah, it was just, I thought that was really deep and really cool. So
because at first, like when I, you know, I haven't looked at the lyrics. So I was like, why is he saying he's lit? This song kind of threw me off when he was like, if you want to fight, then we'll fight. I was like, Leshawn, what are you talking about? I did not come here to fight with you. But I think that is really cool that he had that symbolism in there.
And that was cool. I don't know if he always does like a lot for his music videos, but I remember at the end, I just saw his name so much, like under music director and like a producer, a choreographer.
He does.
And,
like, he's like all everything. Of that.
It is. Yes. It's, I mean, he's one to be reckoned with.
I think he's a hard worker. Like, so he's going to write it. He's going to produce it. He's going to sing the background vocals, all the vocals. I mean, he's just, I think that's just his thing. And
that is so cool.
You know, the album dropped as well. And I think it's already sold like millions of copies. So
have you listened to it?
I haven't listened to it yet, so it's on my list.
We should listen to it and talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah. We definitely should do that. So yeah, go Leshawn. We loved that. So next, let's talk about the Monsta X comeback. What did we think about that?
Ivy, you want to
what
start?
What do we think about Fantasia?
I think Ivy should start.
I really liked it. I really like a lot of Monsta X songs, so I was like, I hadn't heard the song before I watched the music video. So when I watched the music video and like listened to it, I was like, this pops off.
Okay. They,
like, I felt like visually it was really nice. And then like being it being so like visually nice, it made the song sound nicer.
Yeah. I feel like I agree. Like when I heard the song, so I listened to the song first and I was kind of like, okay. But then we watched the music video and it was like, okay, like I'm actually enjoying this a lot more. And I've listened to the song since then as well. And I definitely feel like it grew on me. Like, I think at first I was kind of a little kind of like, it's okay. But I really enjoy it now, I think, for sure. I just want to say about Monsta X as well. First of all, I miss Wonho. I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry. And then I also just want to say something that has nothing to do with Fantasia. And that is that, I mean, I'm still at Versace on the floor. For those of you who have not seen it, we were watching some Monsta X videos one day, and we stumbled upon a video of them singing the Bruno Mars song, Versace on the Floor. Mm-mm. And one of their rappers, whose name is Juhun, like, I was, like, floored by this boy. Like, he's their, like, one of their main rappers. And this boy is a vocalist. I was like, so I just feel like they're so talented. Like, I think the talent in Monsta X runs deep. So I enjoyed it. I thought the MV was great. The dancing and like just the visuals and all of it was just, you know, K-pop music video heaven. It was great.
It was perfect.
Also, go watch Versace on the Floor by Monsta X if you have never seen it.
You shouldn't do that.
You should
do it.
It
will crush your soul. Scar you for life.
I feel the same way you feel about it. I listened to it at first, and I was kind of skeptical about it. And then I watched the music video. I really liked it. And then I watched it again and just kept listening to the song. And I think it's a really good song. Also, I really enjoyed, I learned their names today. Kihyun and Seonyu, their vocals. They really went off.
Good old Monsta X.
They stay popping off.
This is just another lesson about, like, I don't know, like giving things multiple chances, not always taking your first judgment about something. Because there's a couple of songs that recently that I've really, really like have gone into heavy rotation on my playlist. But my first listening of them, I was kind of like, Everglow is another one. Like that dun 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 dun. That song, I was like, when I first heard that song, I just was like,
even
no.
What's it called? The first time I heard Black Swan, I was like, no, I'm good.
Right? And now I was like, what is this auto-tune on Yuji's voice?
I've been
like, the
auto-tune
is kind of heavy.
It's
it's like after a couple of listens, it was just like, what am I? Why did? How did I miss that? Yeah. Like, I really like this song. So, yeah. So. Good job, Monsta X. Let's talk. Speaking of Black Swan, let's talk about Mr. Jungkook and his song. I won't say little this time because obviously I have to do.
Why can't you just say? Why do you have to put an adjective? Why can't you just say song?
Why you didn't offend me? Say Jungkook and his beautiful song that he released. Can someone explain to me? Was he just like, I'm gonna release a single, like,
it was for the festa.
For something?
Yeah, so it was on that schedule. But from the like lyrics, it sounds like I know it's not, but it sounds like he's in quarantine and he just really wants to be with this person. Like, that's what it sounds like when you listen to read the lyrics, because he's like, he was saying, like, I don't hear much because no one's here. I'm by myself, and if I didn't have this AC running, I would think that pretty much I was like nothing was going on in the world until he like sees this person and he misses this person. I think this person is me, but you know,
I think this person is Army. Maybe
I think it is you too.
Thank you, because I'm Army Ivy. So boom.
Dang. Okay. Chill out.
I just want to say that I enjoyed this. I mean, like, I don't think he's not my, I have my favorite voices in BTS. He's on the list, but he's not at the top of the list. But I do enjoy his voice quite a lot. And I thought, like, it was really interesting. Like, at the beginning, it's really, like, soft and ethereal, his voice is. And then, like, as he goes, like, there's a part where it, like, his switches and his voice, he, like, just sings a little harder. And I just really like that quite a lot from him. I thought it sounded really good. And it just was, like, my kind of song that I would put on while I was just sitting around, just, like, chilling, like, very relaxed and, like, chill vibes kind of song. And I mean, yeah, right up my alley. Totally liked it.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to talk about this seriously without acting some kind of way. Exactly.
Okay.
So at first I didn't know that it was on the schedule, so when I saw the notification I was like, what is he posting? And then I saw it, I was like, Jungkook, chill out. But then when I listened to it, I was like, this is a
this is what? I'm sorry, what did you say? Did you say something while you were laughing?
No, she did.
Okay, I thought that this song was so good, like crazy good. Like, I never thought that kind of music style is something that I needed from Jungkook.
Yeah,
you know, because at first it was like, I can see how Jungkook's voice has progressed over the years, like from Begin to Euphoria to My Time to this song. I mean, like, he popped off in every single one, but you could tell how his voice has progressed and he is changing, which is so amazing. So that's all I have to say. It's also, I love Jungkook. Who did he?
Okay. Oh. Just had to add that in. Thank you for that.
So,
did he write the song or did someone else write the song?
Produced by Jungkook with P-Dog, written as a thank you letter to ARMY. Yes, he did write
like
it.
Like I said.
Shut up, stupid.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Hold on, wait 1 second. I'll get to the bottom of
Jungkook.
Okay, cool. Well, that adds to the whole bit that you were talking about, like, the lyrics sounding very kind of, like, personal.
Yeah. So, it was like,
that's kind of cool.
Like a peaceful, sad love story. Because I was like, wow, this is so sweet.
Okay, so let us talk about the new Wavy single that just dropped and the new music video. So who wants to tackle that first?
I will. I'm Shelly. Hi. So Wavy they released an album, a full-length album, a music video for Turn Back Time.
Yes.
And, you know, they look great. They're really popping off. They're dancing good. They look good. They dress nice. And can we talk about Lucas?
Wearing
a shirt. Okay. Okay. No, the song, I really do enjoy the song, though, a lot. And also, just, like, we're all in the midst of listening to the album, but I will say it's gonna be one that I am gonna purchase.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, well, we've been through that. I'm gonna purchase how many are there, six? I'm gonna purchase six copies until I go.
Gosh.
I really love him, and all the girlies on Twitter are like, "Ooh, Lucas who?" And I'm like, "Ooh, Lucas back up."
Yeah.
Okay.
How dare you
about him 2 weeks ago with Love Talk or Moonwalk or any of those. But you guys, okay, listen to him. Stream the album, please.
Oh, oh my god,
that was heated.
Good album. I recommend you listening to it and watching the music video. Just start by watching the music video.
Yeah. Well, definitely. I think what we're going to do, because we have really been enjoying the Wavy like album quite a lot, so I think we're actually going to talk about that in full on another episode. But just like the single that they released is great. I mean, they've obviously got a whole little concept for that. The music video is just like visually a lot. I mean, it's like there's a lot of different things. There was obviously too, we'll mention, like there was a little like issue with their with their stuff towards the right before the album was released. So they've actually pushed back the like physical album release because they had to go in and like cover up some stuff in the photos, I guess. Like there were, the way they were styled, like a couple of the boys were wearing pins that had questionable things on them that people were like, what the heck is going on? And so the physical albums will be coming out soon, but you can still like listen to the songs digitally. But yeah, the music video was great. I mean, I think they're so great. Like I think the more and more I listen to them, the more I realize how deep their, even their like vocal line goes. Like I think you have a lot of really good, solid vocalists in Wavy.
Yeah.
And then obviously they've got, I mean, they've got great dancers. There's 10 is just amazing.
I mean, he really popped off.
He's so great.
I know, like, he always pops off, but this was different for me. Is what I'm talking
feel
about.
Like I often feel like he's under, like I don't often feel like they use him well enough, you know what I mean? Like it feels like I want them to, like, I don't know, like set that boy free and let him dance, like, because he's just so good. Like I always just feel like, because obviously I'm an EXO stan, and it's like I feel like they do such a good job of highlighting Kai in EXO, right? We also know what a great dancer Kai is, but I don't feel like they've quite gotten that yet with 10. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, can you point the camera in his direction and let him dance, please? Like, so, so great. Like, I don't know. I'll just mention, because I don't know if everybody's seen it, but there was this like, kind of like a promo thing that they did for Super M, where they took 10, Taemin and Kai, and it's like the dance line of Super M, and there's a video, and it's like, they each have their own little dance segment in this video, and they're kind of like back to back. It's really cool. Ooh. But I think when you watch it, it's just like 10 is so amazing that I just was like, for the fact that they could put him on that video with obviously like Taemin and Kai, who are like two of the best known dancers in K-pop, and 10 is like killing it. I just was like, he's just so great. Yeah. So yeah, everybody was great. I mean, I think vocally, I love Kuhn. I love Xiaojun, Hendry. 10 is great vocally as well. And then you just have Lucas, who's just great at everything.
Xiaojun also popped off.
Yes. And Yang Yang, my boy Yang Yang. Don't get me started on Yang Yang. Love him. Oh my god.
That's her bias, he's guys. Great. She doesn't know it yet. She's a Yang.
I don't know if he's my bias, but he's darn great. I just feel like he's just, I just love that boy. I think he's just got so much just attitude and swag, and I think it's great. But I just think they're all great, so there you go. I'm gonna stop talking about Wavy now. Ivy, what did you think?
Okay, well, when I first saw like the videos before the music video came out, I was kind of like, what is this?
The teasers.
Yeah, like this doesn't make any sense. What are you showing me? And I was like, I was like not prepared, because I was like, ugh, this is a lot of stuff that's going on in these. But like when I first saw it, I was like, okay, this kind of pops off. I was really, really excited to see all of them, because I really like their music. Like, they really do a good job. Like, Takeoff and Moonwalk, like, they really pop off. And I wasn't, like, expecting this to be bad, which is not. And I was super excited to listen to it. And then when I heard it, I was like, yes, this pops off. So that's all I have to say about it. Also, I love Ted, so much.
There you go. It was interesting, I thought, because we did make it a point to watch all the teasers in the lead up to this, the release, and it's just like the teasers didn't give anything away, really. I mean, obviously,
it was so confusing. Are you doing? Yeah, but them being locked up, I was very confused, and then also 10 had a key card, and I didn't know if he escaped or if he was helping. I just didn't understand.
And obviously, too, like musically, it's like, I mean, they do that in a lot. Most of their teasers, SM does. It's like you might get a little tiny snippet of the song, so I think it was just kind of like, okay, what's the song gonna sound like and what's going on in this video, but pleasantly so, yeah, like definitely pleased by the outcome for sure. So anything else we want to say about Wavy before we move on?
Yeah,
stan Wavy.
Ten's hair in the music video popped off.
Oh, it looked really nice.
Yeah, yes, it really did.
That's it.
Amazing.
Also, don't forget to follow Lucas at Lucas_XX444 on Instagram.
There you go. But obviously, don't follow him too closely or Shelly will come for you.
It's okay. You know. Follow him. I'm not. What can I do, you know?
What can I do? Okay. And the last comeback we are going to talk about is Twice. So Twice came back with a new album?
Mini album.
And then also with a new mini album, and also with the song and the video for More and More. So what did you guys think about the new Twice single and the new video?
At first, it was like what you said before about Monsta X's song about like
you listen to the song first, you know, and about? Then you watch the music
yeah,
video.
Like the first time you heard it.
Yeah, the first time you heard it. It's like kind of stuff like, when I heard it for the first time, I was like, okay, this is cool. But, I mean, it's no feel special. And then I kept listening to it and I was like, this slaps. This is a banger. And I just, nice. I really got attached to it. Also, I really love the music video. I think it's very,
yes,
very aesthetically pleasing.
Yes, very much so. I mean, I love Twice. I mean, I think they're definitely one of my favorite girl groups in K-pop. To me, I feel like the single, the album continues this kind of growth for them. Like, they're maturing from the days of TT.
And, Dance the Night Away.
Dance the Night Away.
Dance the Night Away.
You know, it's like their sound is getting more mature. Their look is more mature. And I kind of love that. So I really enjoyed the song. And I will say as well, I enjoyed it from the beginning, but I feel like the more I've listened to it, more the more I enjoy it.
Sorry.
More and more. Yeah, thanks, Rochelle. Whatever. I want to say about the music video, I mean, it was just like boho chic heaven. I mean, it was just like, we had all the boho chic dresses and the boots and the like kind of like pastely colored hair some of them had. Sana's red hair was great. So I loved the hair color. The song is super catchy and kind of like, yeah, more mature for them. I think we're going to talk a little bit too about a few of the B-sides that we enjoyed from the album. But before we do that, Shelly, do you want to talk about what you thought about the single?
I really do like the song a lot. Actually, I like the music video a lot more. I mean, like, the reason why I like the song, just like the Monsta X, is because I like the music video a lot. I saw a comment underneath it, and someone was like, okay, so Twice admitted acid trips. And I was like, what? But I thought it was really, really good. I'm not a huge Twice stan like you guys, but I listened to the mini album probably 2 times, and the more I listen to it, the more I do like it. It really gives off like these summer vibes, and so it's definitely going to be added to some summer playlist. My favorite song, because after reading the lyrics, I just thought it was really nice. Well, like, not really nice, but Shadow. I'll start it off. Shadow is a really good song. It's like, it is an upbeat song, but the lyrics, it's about like suppressing your emotions. And it's an emotional song that doesn't make you emotional, but it like it's a song that you listen to in a state of like solitude, I feel. Also Oxygen, because Chenyang, right? Junyoung, Chenyang, and Chewy, their vocals really popped off together.
Okay. I would say for me, B-sides, I put Shadow down as well. I just like it quite a lot, like musically, just great. I feel like there was like towards the end of the album, there were 3 songs that just came one after the other, and I loved all 3 of them. So it was Make Me Go, Shadow, and Don't Call Me Again. I just at one point just started listening to those 3 on repeat. So Don't Call Me Again is just pretty much gave me very like Dua Lipa vibes, like very much so. So very kind of sassy.
Oh, like this like, one, don't pick up the phone, like the No Rules kind of sassy like
yeah.
that.
So it was like the Don't Call Me Again kind of gave me those kind of vibes, and I really liked that. I mean, I think Twice in that kind of arena, I love that. I just want to mention too about the music video, because I forgot to say it. Momo, man, that woman is like a dancing like machine. She's a beast. And so I just feel like so often in the music videos, I'm just like, can y'all put Momo on the side and let her dance, please? Because I want to see that. And it's been a little bit, I feel like, since they've done that. And so there was definitely some points in this video where I just felt like she kind of like, she stole the show.
She shined a lot
in the music video. Yeah, she did quite a lot. And I just thought, I just think she's great. So it was good to see that. So
the B-sides that I liked the most were Oxygen and Firework. Those two, it was like right after More and More when I heard Oxygen, I was like, okay, this slaps. And then, like, when I heard Firework, I was like, this laps too. Like, what the heck? I was really surprised because I've only heard a few B-sides from Twice, so yeah. I didn't really know what to expect. But when I heard those two songs, it was like everything else after the album I knew was going to be great. So
Firework was great. That was definitely on my list as well. I think, like, overall, one of the things I think was so great about the CD was just that it flowed really well, like, from song to song. Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you listen to an album and it doesn't have that kind of solid flow from song to song.
Yeah.
I think when that's done well, like, it makes you want to keep listening because it's just... it just feels right. Yeah. And so I think they did that very, very well in the way they did their song choice. And it's one that, I mean, yeah, I could definitely listen to all the way through.
I love when that happens, when you can just listen to a song with no, or an album with no skips. It makes you want to put it on a playlist. You know how you want to, like, separate your playlist from, like, different albums and different artists? It makes you want to put it all together and then go to the next thing. Firework was really good, though. I really enjoyed that as well when I first heard it.
Yeah, so many great songs on that album for sure. Every week we share with you guys the songs that we have on repeat. So, ladies, let's talk about a couple of the songs that we've been listening to this week. Ivy, what have you been listening to?
I've been listening to Come Back Home by BTS, which was a cover of a different song, but BTS really popped off with it. Ooh. And Bungee by Baekhyun, because I'm obsessed with that song. It's like, when I go to sleep, that's the song that I hear in my dreams.
Oh, okay. Wow. yeah, I've still been listening to Delight by Baekhyun quite a lot, for sure. But I've got two different songs that I'm putting out. I feel like Baekhyun is one of those things where it's just like, I've been listening to that and other things. So, but two of the songs that I picked, one is called Tonight. And it's spelled like just the number 2 and the word night. And it's by two artists, Moon and Vince. It was on my Spotify Discovery playlist. You know, the one where Spotify's like, hey, you might like this song. And they were right, because I love it. And then there's another new artist that I found that I've been listening to. And his name is Limzy. Limzy. And the song is called In My Dream. And I've been listening to both of those quite a lot this week.
I have been listening to Mayday by Crush featuring Joy from Red Velvet. That's a really good song. So check it out. And then I have also been going back in time with BTS and listening to Love Maze a lot. So every morning I'm every morning I'm like, Alexa, play Love Maze by BTS, and she does it. So that's
that Alexa.
She's good.
There you go. She is good. Cool. I think that's it for us today, you guys. So we've talked about a lot of great music today. And Ivy, why don't you tell people where they can find our K-pop playlist?
If you want to find our K-pop playlist, you can go down below in the show notes and you can click on the link and listen to it.
Yes, you should definitely do that. So we will be updating our Spotify playlist and we'll be adding a lot of the songs that we talked about today for sure.
If you want to follow us on social media, feel free. We have a Twitter and an Instagram. Our handle is @KpopNoirPodcast for both of them. Give us a follow and we'll follow you back.
Woohoo! And if you do want to email us, you can do that at kpopnoirpodcast@gmail.com. You can write us a long letter about, I don't know, things
Wavy.
That you want to talk about. About Wavy. Send us your fan fiction.
No.
Yes. I'm ready.
No.
I'm ready. One last thing before we go. If you're listening to this podcast, something that you could do to help us out would be to leave a review, leave a comment. That would be so helpful to us. And yeah, subscribe if you want to keep hearing more of our K-pop antics. There you go. Okay, that is it for us this week. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you guys again soon.
Bye.
Adios. Bye.